Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there to help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which we will send you every Sunday afternoon by email. Don't forget to take our poll question. We have a new question every week. We'd like to know what you think. If you click your answer, you'll see how the poll's going so far and how your answer compares. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Doug Barry. Doug is the Director of Marketing and Communication for the U.S. Commercial Services Division of the Department of Commerce. That's export.gov. That's how you find Doug and all the things you can do there. You can also find a local office, a local commercial services office. And I'm fascinated with the things that you guys offer, Doug. I'm fascinated with the way that you guys work with Ex-Im Bank. I'm fascinated by and excited by the financial tools from Alpha to Omega that Ex-Im Bank has available to small businesses and their customers.
That's right. And you want to be further fascinated, Jim?
Yes, I can't wait. Okay. Let me sit down. Hang on. Wait, let me sit down. Go ahead.
So let me tell you, pour yourself another cup of coffee. Or don't, because this will really stimulate you. And this is, I think, the key to the whole trade show discussion here. And that is that, you know, we have embassies all over the world in close to 200 countries. And these embassies will recruit buyers from those countries and tell them that if they go to the United States to one of these 30-plus trade shows, they will introduce them to suppliers
Wow.
in their industry, and they'll do it on the show floor. They're not going to pay for them to go there. It's up to them to get themselves.
But the matchmaking is on them. The matchmaking is on the embassy.
It's on the embassy.
Working with you guys.
That's right. And
yeah.
So we will work with the suppliers who go to the shows, whether it's funeral directors or it's agriculture equipment or it's
salsa.
Furniture.
Salsa from Tennessee.
Well, salsa is at the food show in Chicago. Yes, absolutely.
Salsa from Tennessee. That's my favorite
salsa
story. I tell that story all the time.
Ice cream from Alaska.
Yeah.
It's all there at the food show in Chicago. And you know, the shows are held in cities that international buyers like to go to. Who wouldn't want to go and spend 4 or 5 days in Las Vegas or Orlando or Miami or wherever? And so they come, and already the U.S. side has information about the buyers who are coming, and the buyers have information about the producers. They've looked at their websites. They've looked at their promotion materials. Maybe they've even had a discussion with them before they arrive in Las Vegas or these other cities. And then on the show floor, the show, and this is the reason why we, the Department of Commerce, work with these show organizers, because they provide an international business center
mm-hmm.
at the show. And at the international business center, the buyers and sellers can come together. They can meet. They can discuss business. We have interpreters available.
Is it possible to know in advance? Would it be possible if I let your guys know that I'm coming to one of these events and that this is what I'm interested in, this is what I have to offer, is it possible that they would actually maybe sort of do a little pre-introduction? Maybe I would know who I was going to meet. The other people would know they were going to meet me. Is that possible?
That's part of the service. And
Wow.
not only would they know, but you'll also know what kind of business they are, what kind of track record they have in the country they're coming from. And you would know what the list is, the shopping list is
mm-hmm.
that they're coming with, and you would know that they have the money to buy what they say they're looking
and,
for.
And you think a sale could actually be made at that time?
Oh, they are. Millions and
wow.
millions of dollars.
Matchmaking. See, I used to do a lot of business matchmaking coverage with the SBA when they were doing matchmaking with between small businesses and government agencies and contractors.
Right.
This is like that. This is international business matchmaking.
It's international business matchmaking, but you don't have to leave the United States in order to make the sale. And we're talking about hundreds of millions
Right.
of dollars in sales, and we're talking about 80,000 international buyers that come
Wow.
as a result of the program.
Well, you know, the other thing, I know you guys also offer this teleconferencing, the video conferencing, between the countries from your commercial services offices. You know, even if you didn't consummate the sale at the event, or you did and you were trying to follow up, you still have the ability. And once you've met someone, then the video conference just is that much more powerful.
That's right. And you know what the sales cycle is on some of these products. It's not necessarily always going to result in a sale on the show floor. It may be three or 6 months later. But this is the gift that keeps on giving. Not only is it free to the U.S. producer, they pay for it to go to the show and the exhibition space. Everything else is free.
Hey, Doug, thanks for bringing us this great information. A great way also for world peace, because I believe when small business owners work together across the oceans, world peace will happen from that, Doug. Doug Berry, ladies and gentlemen. Export.gov. We can't do without him. He'll be back real soon. Happy anniversary, Doug. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.